We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We have to end the Tosfos on the sugya. Tam Chai Aval Loi Shochot. Just to refresh our memories, Ishitas HaTosfos is that the sugya wants to disagree with the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara stated that Kochim Kalim is Momen Bailam Alibet Rabbi Yosef Galili. It's called Reyehu. And the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Mishnah Makadish Pechelkoi B'Kochim Kalim Eino Mekodeshes. So if it's Momen Bailam, why is Eino Mekodeshes? Leima Deloik Rabbi Yosef Galili. So the Tarsen that answered, he differentiated between Mechayim la'acha shrita. Mechayim, it is Momen Bailam, and the Mishnah is not speaking about Mechayim. The Mishnah is speaking about la'acha shrita. After the Chalokim are divided, then it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, and then it's Eino Mekodeshes. So the Gemara is asking on this Tartzin, that Be'emison, and that's, this is Shita Sataisvis, that the Kasha doesn't begin and the Teretz doesn't begin. That Matnas Kohune, all Matnas Kohune, is never Momen Bailam according to Rabbi Yosef Galili, and that we see from the Mishnah that says, Bacher Moichen Oisai Tam Chai Ubamum Chai Veshochot. And Rav Nachman said only Bizman Hazeh. But Bizman Habayi, since it's Oymed Lehakrove, you cannot sell it. So we see klal that Matnas Kohune, that's the Maskonas HaGemor according to Tosfos, we see Matnas Kohune is not Momen Bailam. So Mamela, The kasha from the Mishnah is not shver at all. A makadosh bechelkoi. Chelke means the chelik of the kahanim. Is einu mekodeshes. Bei mechaim melacha misa. The chelik habailam shitas ha-tosfos is always momen bailam. Bei mechaim melacha misa. So memele, Rabbi Yosi HaGalili only said his din by the chelik habailam, not by the chelik of Matnas Kohune. That is the sugya aliba de Tosfos. Now let us see Tosfos. The Mishnah says, Tam Chai, Becher Meichen Oisai Tam Chai, Avol Loi Shochot. By us, it's in parentheses. Holoi Itzrech Lashmina, this Loi Shochot is not necessary. The Bechir B'Zman HaZeh Mokmina law, it is speaking about a Bechir B'Zman HaZeh. So, the ain't Shaykh by Mechire La'ach HaShchita the Mitzvah Bahano. So, that is poshit that you can't sell it because it's Shchut Echutz. If you shechted it B'Zman HaZeh, so it's also Bahano. So, this halacha, the Loi Shochut, is poshit. If the Mishnah is speaking about Bizman Hazeh. Aval Kamash Malam, what is the Mishnah telling us? The Moichin Oisai Chai. That Chai, a Koyin, can sell the Bechor. Aval Gav, the Maiser Ein Nimkar. We'll have later on the Yud Gimel that Maiser Behema is not Nimkar. The Nema boy lo yimocher v'lo yigoil, but becher is yonimka. V'chein isa beper kama detmur. Ve'eis vei rove le Rav Nachman. Rove est akashe to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had said that the Mishnah that says becher moichen oisoi tam chai is speaking about Bizman Hazeh. Only Bizman Hazeh, since it is not Oymed Lahakrove, then it is Momen Bailam. So Rove asked Rav Nachman, you can't say such a thing, because Rav Yossi Aglili holds that the posik of Rav Yossi Aglili, Mol Mol Bashem, L'Rabbi Skotchim Kalim, Shehim Amoinai, is speaking about Afilu Bizman Abayis. So you don't need Afilu Bizman Abayis at its own mid Lakrove. Now, how did Rove know that this drash of Rabbi Yossi Aglili is speaking about Bizman Abayis? Bizman Shebeis Amigdash Kayim Mayri, Dum Yedish Lomim. This Posek Omol Omal Bashem is speaking about Shlomim also. Shlomim is Oymid Lakrove. Kimrini Perkama Ditmure. So Bechoyer is also speaking about Bizman Abayis. Inami kede perish akuntres, another haichoche, that it is speaking about this man habayis, this baraise, the linyan lasuye kolben milika dorishko. The posik is telling us, omol omol beshem vekichish bamisin, being a keren chaymish ba'osham. So it speaks about you being an osham by kochim kalim. So we're speaking about this man habayis. Loishayich ela bizman shebeis amigdash kayim. So Rovet asked Rav Nachman, how could you say that dafke bizman azeh, it is momen bailim, you can be mekadosh anisha, you can sell up chayor. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that afilu bizman habayis, you could also sell up chayor. So Ravine gave a teretz, bebechor bechutz loretz, v'alibe d'rabshim and domar in bo t'mimim yikorev. It speak, the posik, that is also speaking about bechor, you're 100% right, the bechor is speaking about bizman habayis, it's speaking about a bechor bechutz loretz, that Rabshimin holds that there's no chiyuv akrovet. In both mimim yikorevu, if they were brought to Yerushalayim, you could be makrev them, but there's no chiyuv akrove. So since there's no chiyuv akrove, so that is equivalent to not being oimed lahakrove, and there Rabbi Yisrael holds that it's momen koyim. Because it's not oimid lakrov. Bebechor bechutz loretz. Ravine said that this baraisa is speaking about bebechor bechutz loretz. Hod leitiret bebechor bezman hazeh. Mishum de dum yiddish lomim ptoni. Ket de perash telel. This baraisa mor lomar b'ashem is speaking about, it speaks about shlomim, which is bezman habayis. Aval Rav Nachman de Lael, so Mamela, that's why we're speaking about the Bereise, which is speaking about Bizman Abayis, Tum Yiddish Lomim, or the way Rashi said before, where the Bereise is speaking about the Dibbings and Oshom, so we're speaking about Bizman Abayis, that is why Ravine had to say that the Bereise is speaking about Bechei Chutzlorz. Aval Rav Nachman de Lael, Rav Nachman that said that the Mishnah that says a bechor you can sell, and he said the Mishnah is speaking about bizman hazeh. Avol Nachman delel avi motzi lameima bebechor bechutzlot. He could have said Ravin is a kimte. Avol zehu doichik, but that's a doichik. That means you have a stam Mishnah bechor moichin oisoi tam chai. So it's a doichik to say that the Mishnah is speaking about Bechutz Loretz. The Mishnah should have been specific. If the Mishnah is speaking about Bizman Hazeh, so then it's not such a big doichik. Mishnah is speaking about Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so then it's not too gefährlich why the Mishnah did not elaborate what kind of a Bechur is Momen Bailam, because we're speaking about Bizman Hazeh. Benechel Hamid bebechor bezman hazeh. Fine. But Al Kaponim, so Ravine said, the Bereise that says, that holds bechor is momen bailim, is speaking about a bavachoyer bechutz loretz va'alibe derab Shimon, the Omar in bo tmimim yikorev. As Rab Shimon says in Tmure, that a bechur that was noilad bechutz loretz, the din is that you're not mechuyev to be makrevet. If you bring it, yikorev. Rabbi Kiva poligalei bepeirik elu kochim betmure. Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on Rab Shimon. Yeah. Va'oma lo yikarevu. Rabbi Kiva says a big chiddush. A bechur that was noilet bechutz loretz, you can't, there's no chiyuv to be makrevet. Afilo you bring it to Yerushalayim, you can't be makrevet. It's nifka for makrove. The dorish mehekeshe. Rabbi Kiva, how did Rabbi Kiva figure out this din that a bechor hanoilet bechutz loretz? It's nifka mehekrove. Because he has a hekesh. There's a hekesh for some bechor la maise sheni. Mokoim shiata mevi maise sheni. Yato mevi bechor. There's a hekesh bechor to maise sheni. So just like in Chutz Loretz, you don't bring Maiser Sheini. There's no Kedushas Maiser Sheini in Chutz Loretz. Yata Mevi Becher. So you don't, there's no Din Hakrove by Becher also. Just like you don't have to bring Maiser Sheini to eat in Yerushalayim, because there's no Kedushas Maiser Sheini in Chutz Loretz. The same thing in Chutz Loretz. Yato mevi bechor. So lemaise, Rabbi Kiva is a much greater chiddush than Rab Shimon. Rabbi Kiva says there's no din hakrove period. Rab Shimon said that there's no chiyuv to be makrebet. So now the sugya is as follows. We're saying by matnas kuna afilo according to Rabbi Yosef Glili there's a din hakrove. It's not called Momen Baila. We have a Mishnah Boichen Oisoi. We have a Baraisa that says a Mola Malba Hashem. That's Malba Bechor. Shemot says, it's talking about a Bechor. Alibe de Rab Shimon. So Taisha Sakash, why are you mentioning that? And Alibe de Rabbi Kiva, it's called Meredik. Rabbi Kiva says, not only there's no Chiv to be Makrevit, it's Mufka for Makrovit. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's zicher moment baile. So why did the Gemara pick up on Rab Shimon? The Gemara should have mentioned Rabbi Kiva, which is very glad that it's moment baile. That's the Swiss kasha. V'im taima v'amai koma v'alibe de Rab Shimon. Koshkein alibe de Rabbi Kiva, the oma lo yekarevu, the hava mamoinis. Why did the Gemara pick on Rab Shimon? We have a machlokes Rab Shimon and Rabbi Kiva. Alibi the Rabbi Shimon, and Alibi the Rabbi Kiva not. V'yeshloime de muki lo ke Rabbi Shimon, mishum de dumye de shlomim ktonei de kreve. So the first Eretz of Taisvus was, because we want to fa'em for a Baraisa. The Baraisa says that, mol o mol ba'ashem, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds l'rabbis kochim kalim sheheim momoino. In the Baraisa speaking about shlomim and bechor. So it seems there is some sort of similarity to bechor to shlomim. That just like shlomim, there's a din akrove by bechor. There's also a din akrove. There's no chiyav akrove. We want to compare Bechor to Shlomim. So that's why we're saying that if according to Rab Shimon, it's also called Momen Koyin. According to Rabbi Kiva, Fashtetzach, it's Momen Koyin. But we chapt on Rab Shimon because the Baraisa seems to compare Bechor to Shlomim. So that means such a comparison, even though by both there is a There is dinei akrove, by shlomim there's a chiyev akrove, by bchoyer there's Efsharis avaklov, aval pikein. Both of them are mom and bailam. That is teretz number one. Va'oid yesh loyma, da'al kolchoch loymetuk mekerabekive, v'damatzrich kol l'ribuyei shohu mom and bailam. Now, I'd like to elaborate for a few minutes the second teretz of Tosfos. We have a machloikis Rabbi Kivin Rab Shimon, a bocher that's noilet b'chutz loretz. Rab Shimon holds that you don't have to bring it to be makrevet. If you bring it, you could be makrevet. Rabbi Kiva holds it's mufke from hakrovet. Now, in the Rabbi Kiva, there's a three-way machloikis. To understand Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. Rambam Paskus like Rabbi Kiva. There's one Girsa in the Rambam that the Rambam holds Paskus Rabbi Kiva that a Bechir Shneel B'chutz La'otz is Chulun. It's nothing. It doesn't have Kedushas prayer. It's nothing. It's Mamish like Maisa Sheini. Just like Maisa Sheini, there's a Hekish. Maisa Sheini, Bechir to Maisa Sheini. Just like Maisa Sheini, there goes in Chutz La'otz is no Kedushas Maisa Sheini. So Bechir that is in Chutz La'aretz, that was born in Chutz La'aretz, doesn't have Kedushas Bechir. That's a girse in the Rambam, and then they bring down that to Gdeli Rishonim bombard the Rambam to say such a thing. But that's such a girse. Now, if Tosfos would hold like this girse, is Mamish Meiridik, so Tosfos says that Rabbi Yossi Haglili is bringing a posik that a bochur is mom and baila. So if he's speaking about, he holds like Rabbi Kiva, that a bochur b'chutzlos doesn't have kedushas bochur, it's nothing. So you need a posik to tell me it's mom and baila. So Ezekiel can be talking according to Rabbi Kiva. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there's kedushas bochur, there's dinei hakrove if you bring it to Eretz Yisrael. But it's so good. So this, even though it has Kedushas prayer, the Dinika Afal Pikain its mom and bailam, since you're not mechuyev to be makrib. I'm sure it's a shtik teire. Okay, that's if you learn like this girs in the Rambam. But they say this girs is a pisatois, the Rambam never said such a thing. There's a second mahalach in the Rambam. And there's a machloikis, I'd like to say over the yellow sashacha brings down there's a machlokes, the Ravid and the Rambam, how to understand Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. The Ravid understood Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. It has Kedushas Bechor. Kedushas Bechor, all dini Bechor it has. But there's one din, there's no din HaKrove. That's the only din, there's no din HaKrove. Not only in Amachuyiv to be Makrevet, not only are you not mechuyev to be makrevet, you can't be makrevet. It's a bchur with all halachas, but this nekude of akrove, which is namr of a bchur shlemchus is not in akrove. That's how the Ravid learns pshat. So he tainis, according to the Ravid, so it's so poshit that it's mom and bailam. I mean, you don't need a posik to tell me that it's mom and bailam. It's a prayer with all halachas, but this nekude. So you need a Rabbi Yossi Haglili to come and tell me. You need Rabbi Yossi Haglili to come and tell me that it's mom and bailam. He can hold like Rabbi Kiva. He said, Tosfos is very shmer. Why is Tosfos saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need a posuk? Why not? So, he says, so our kolchoch, Rabbi Chaim wants to say that the Rambam holds differently. The Rambam holds, legabe dine hakrove, the Rambam holds, legabe dine hakrove, it is a bechoyer, legabe hakrove, it is chulin. Legabe all other halachas, Lagabi all other halachis, it is a kedushas pchayer, but lagabi akove, it's chula. Lagabi akove, it's chula. These are the two mahalchim. These are the two mahalchim that the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ravid. The Ravid says it has kedushas pchayer, but it's mufke from akove. It is has kedushas pchayer, but it's mufke from the ma'is akove. And the Rambam holds legabe akove. It is legabe akove. It's not a pchayer. Legabe all other dinim, it's a pchayer. But legabe akove, it's not a pchayer. So he says, so lechayre, it would be mistava to say, if Tosfos is saying now that you don't need a posik to tell me, you don't need a posik to tell me that it's called Momen Bailim according to Rabbi Kiva, so mistame, Tosfos held the way Rab Chaim says pshat in the Rambam, that it's chulin legabe akrove. So since it's completely muvke for legabe akrove, that means there are other dinim. There's isure bechor. There's other dinim. It's you're not allowed to eat it. It's also a gizav avoy. There's a whole bunch of dinim. It's only but legabe akrove. It's chulin. So then that's the chiddush of Tosfos. That a korban that is not oimed lakrove, you don't need Rabbi Yossi Aglili to tell me, you don't need Rabbi Yossi Aglili to tell me that it's momen bailim. It is poshet that it is momen bailim. That is what the Ayala Sashacha wants to say. Alibe to this Tosfos, and later we're gonna come back to this Tosfos. So just as against the lotion, by the shlomi da kocher le metuk mekira bekive, by the matzer kro le ribuye ishu mom and bailam, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no need bechlau to tell me that it's mom and bailam. Okay. Lechatchila loy. Now let's go further. So, the Gemara says it's going according to Rab Shimon. The Brayis is going according to Rab Shimon, who holds in bo yikareivu lachatchila loy perish ein tzorich lahaviyo kedemaforish beperik elu kotchim. Now this is a Mishnah. This is the Loshna Mishnah. Oma Rab Shimon matam. What is the reason? What is the reason you don't have to bring a bechor to be makriv? Lefi shekol hakodshim ein lahem parnosa bimkoimo. All kodshim, if they're valimumim, ein lahem parnosa bimkoimo. Perish, ein lahem atore elo bimigdosh. Chutz min abchoyer umaisa sheyeshlam parnosa bimkoimam, perish shenacholim bimumam, shenacholim bimumam. Now let's explain this. When I first learned this Tosfos, he had a lot of difficulties, and then what I'm going to tell over, I saw Baruch Hashem, I was Macham de Bichas Avrom, says the same pshat in Tosfos. Rab Shimon says as follows. All korbonis ein lem parnosa bimkaimam. That means all korbonis chutz la'aretz is not a trufe. You have to come to Eretz Yisrael. You have to come to Yerushalayim. What does that mean? It means as follows. I have a korban in chutz la'aretz and it became a balmum. So what do you do with a balmum? So you have to be poided. A balmum needs pidyon. You have to be, what do you do with the money? You can go with the money, you're gonna buy a korban, be makav in Yerushalayim. So that means, so all korbonis, you can't avoid Yerushalayim. So this behemoth, you'll be yirat sheyistayim, so then but the money you have to buy a korban. all korbanos, yet eventually to go up to Yerushalayim with the this bema with the money. So memele, so bring this bema up to Yerushalayim. Was born chutz lo'aretz. So what was born in chutz lo'aretz? But a mum will not enable you to eat the shavis of chutz lo'aretz. You'll have to end up in Yerushalayim. So bring it to Yerushalayim. A b'chayr and ma'isa are unique. B'chayr is nechel b'mumay. You don't have to be pointed. That's what Rab Shimon said. So Rab Shimon said that a b'chayr we're not dependent on Yerushalayim. We're not dependent on Kabonis. He'll get a mum. You can eat it b'mkaymay. So therefore, you don't have to bring it up. That's the ivre. Love Rab Shimon. As Rab Shimon says that you don't embode to mimim, you can even buy in lachatchil aloy. Why don't you have to bring it? Because you can eat it bim koimoy. You're not dependent on the Beis HaMikdash. A very modern svara. So that's you don't have to bring it. And what'll be if I have a bechoyer in Yerushalayim and it'll become a balmum also, I can eat it. So I don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It's very, very modern. What are you saying up Sasfara? If it was born in Chutzalot, you don't have to bring it. Why not? Because you can avoid the Beis HaMikdash. It'll become a balmum. You'll eat it there. So you don't have to bring lechatchila. There's a loophole. You can wait till it becomes a Bamum, leave it bin Kaimai. Amuyim dik a loophole. So, in Yerushalayim, what's the start of Kechutz Loretz? All over. So, by Emerson, there's a Taisvis in Temura Daf Chaf Aleph Amit Beis. Taisvis in Temura Daf Chaf Aleph Amit Beis says as follows. Taisvis says that, this brings a posik. They says, what's pshat in Rab Shimon? They say, what's pshat in Rab Shimon? You know? So Toysri says, there's a posik. Rak kodeshecho asher yiu lecho, tiso uvoso. There's a posik in Chumash. You'll have kodshim, you should take them up to Yerushalayim. Posik says, you have kodshim, tiso, you bring them up. You will magdish it, who knows where? Bring it up to Yerushalayim. So the pasuk says in mechuyev to bring kodshim to Yerushalayim, but there's a miut rak. So rak, but there's some kodshim you don't have to bring up. Which so rak is mamayit b'cheru ma'isa shenechel b'muma. So now we have a pasuk. We're working with psukim, not with svaros. We have a pasuk that the pasuk says telling us halachas. A korban you have in Chutz Loretz, you bring it up. You bring it up to Yerushalayim. You have a bechor in Chutz Loretz, you don't have to bring it up. Now, Rab Shimon was the yid that was dorish time of the kor. Rab Shimon, what? It's not a por adumba, what's a psabche? So he said, ma tam, that's the loss in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you don't have to bring it up. So Rab Shimon said, ma tam, what's the reason? So he says, that's the Yisrael Apostle. If this is a Kolbin, which you have to eventually, you're dependent on Yerushalayim, this Kolbin will get a mum, so you'll be poited, and you'll bring the Domim to Yerushalayim. So this, you can't avoid Yerushalayim, you can't avoid that Kolbin. So the Torah says, so you bring this Baim up, don't wait till it becomes a mum, and you'll be poited, and they'll take up the money, you bring up this Baim, because you have to go to Yerushalayim, you bring up this Baim already. There's a mitzvah Tisa Vosa. But a b'chayr, we have a miyut of rak, a b'chayr, which theoretically, if it will become a balmum, I could avoid the whole akrovim, so there's no chiyuv to bring it up. That's the makor of Rab Shimon, that's what Taisvah says, Temura. Now, when we look in the Mishnah in Temura says as follows, the Mishnah says, if you want, you're not b'chayr to be makrovit, a b'chayr shenerot b'chutz lo'aretz. Omar Rab Shimon ma tam. Rab Shimon says this, what Taisus brought up. What's the reason? Rab Shimon said a reason of the aloha. Ma tam. Rab Shimon for the tam, because this is yesh lepanosa bimkoim, this is ein lepanosa bimkoim. So now Tosis is really going to get stuck. Rab Shimon did not say the halacha. Rab Shimon said the reason of the halacha. The our Gemara is looking for, was saying that the Rabbi Yossi holds, like the Tane that holds, you don't have to bring it up. So who told you his name is Rab Shimon? His name is the Tane Kam of that Mishnah, says you don't have to bring it up. Rab Shimon was only, he said, a reason to understand the halacha. So why do you say, Aliba de Rab Shimon? That's Taisva's kasha over here. That's Taisva's problem. So Taisva says, "Perish ain't tzorich lavim." The first pek el kochim amar Rab Shimon matam. Why don't you have to bring it up? Vishakol kochim ain't la panosa bimkayimam. Perish ain't la matara la b'migdash chutz min apcher amayis shesh lam panosa bimkayimam. Perish nacholim b'mumim. So now Taisva says, "Ulahochi toli lo b'Rab Shimon." So why did you say it's going a leave with Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon didn't say the halacha. Rab Shimon just said the reason of the halacha. The name of the Tana who holds the halacha, who knows what his name is? The Kula Rab Shimon. So Taisva says, "No, the Gemara held Rab Shimon is brought into the Mishnah to give the reason of the halacha, but he's the Baal halacha also." That's for Taisva's first mahalach. Which is that the Taisus doesn't like this because Rab Shimon is saying time with the Kho, who told you that that's the Tanakame that says the Saloche. It's Rab Shimon, it's Rab Yishmoel. The Hosam Porich Amas Nisan, the Gemorin Tmure Sakashe. The Mishnah says, Shoma Yikorevu, it says, if you brought it up, you could be makribim. So the Gemara is, Esakashi mi ben Antonine, Shehevi b'chayres mi bovel, v'loi kiblu mi menu, the Gemara Esakashi, and the Mishnah says, Yikorevu, there was a maise ben Antonine brought b'chayres from bovel, and they did not permit him to be makribim. Umishani, so the Gemara answers, Hoke Rabbi Shmuel, Hoke Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel that holds. L'chatchile, you know, Mechuyiv to bring it. And this Maisev, Ben Antoninus, they were going a little bit to Rabbi Kiva that holds that is not in a cover period. Mukhachosom Shahamishne Kerabi Ishmael, Braise the Ben Ataninis Kabakivis of a Kelta, then that would be glad if we make a girse not Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon in reality is only saying the reason of the Mishnah, so say, Libid Rabbi Shmuel, that we had Taisus before, because Alibid Rabbi Kiv, you don't even need a posik according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. And here the Baraisa says, Amol Abot Mal Bashem, that Bechiris, that Bechir Baim is Mom and Bailim, so Kochuch, it's like Rabbi Shmuel. Bimisa. So now, the Gemara is asking, according to Taisus, let's just go back into the swing of this again. That means we hear a Talzin that it said that Matnas Kuhuna Mechayim is Mom and Bailam. That's what the Talzin said before. Matnas Kuhuna is Mechayim Mom and Bailam. So the Gemara asked Akasha and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that a Bukhur is Mom and Bailam only Bismanazeh. The Gemara asked Akasha, we have a Baraisa that according to Rabbi Yosi, it's mom and bailim, afilu bizman abayis, to me the shlomim, or, cause you bring an oshim, the way Rashi said, so we ask Nigakasha Rab Nachman, so if you are right, that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it is takim mom and bailim, so let Ravina answer, Rab Nachman, that says, it's mom and bailim only bizman azeh, that's according to the Chachomim. And this Barais is going according to Rabbi Yosi. That's what the Gemara should have said. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, but let us just hold Cheshbin. The way the Makshin holds now, Bizman Abayis is Momen Bailim, I feel according to the Chachomim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, it's Momen Bailim, I feel, Bizman, I'm sorry, Bizman as Rav Nachman said, Bizman as is Momen Bailim, afilu according to the Chachomim, since it's not a Midlakrove. And Rabbi Yossi that says Bizman Habayis it's Momen Bailim, that's Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Kachim Kalim is Momen Bailim, afilu Bizman Habayis. That was the Gemara's Kashi. He says, if you're telling me, I mean, we have to understand the impact of the Kasha. If you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Momen Bailim, Momen Koyin, Afilu Bizman Abayis, so let us say that Rav Nachman is going Alibi de Rabbonon, that Al Koponim Bizman Azeh is Momen Bailim, Afilu according to the Chachamim. That is the Ivr in the Gemara. Vim Ise, Lishani Le, if you are right, that it's Momen Bailim Alibid Rabbi Yossi Bizman Abayis, Lishani Lei, Perish, Vim Ise, the Mechayim Havi Momoinoi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Afilu Bemaneskune, the Chozer Lakrove. Lishani Lei, Hoder Rav Nachman, Amarabe Barabu, Kerabono. So let us answer then on this kasha that Rabbi asked, Rabbi Barabu, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Abu is going to live with the Rabbon. The Mimonim Sheikh Lehavik Rabbi Yosef, he's not going according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds its Momen Bailim, Afilu Bizman Abayis. Now, if Rav Nachman said that it's only Momen Bailim Bizman Azeh, so Al Kochach Rav Nachman is saying, Afilu according to the Rabbon, since it's not Oymed Lakrove, it is Momen Bailim. That's what the Makshin held. Ulefi svorezu. So that means, from this Makshin, we see Amboira de Kechidish, but it's Oiskishparta Kechidish. That means, if you tell me Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that Bizman Abayis, it's Momen Bailim, so Rav Nachman that said it's only Momen Bailim Bizman Azeh, is going according to the Chachom. So that Kechidish is Oiskishparta. If that is true, lo yiyeh emes hod mashma lekamon b'seif haporet. And seif haporet says, the b'choyer lehavi b'chlal re'eyu afilu b'zman hazeh. There's a gemara in seif haporet that says, that a b'choyer is not b'chlal re'eyu. That means it's not momen b'ilum afilu b'zman hazeh. The pligi abaye v'rove b'sheir, sheir means a b'cheir, b'sheir shal psule megdoshim, shenokru, u'peirish rabbeinu yudoi goin b'cheir sheir loy porik lei, yuch perushi tzorach loim k'may shefor isham, b'ezras Hashem, sheir means a b'cheir, u'mistome b'yemeyem pligi, u'bizman azeh, l'kul alma v'momin hedyet. So Tosis says like this, our Gemara is saying now that Bizman Azeh, according to the Chachomim, it's Momen Hedyet, Bizman Azeh, v'tnad oimed lahakrove. And there I have a Gemara that says that it's not Momen Hedyet, it's not Reyeyu. So the Gemara over there does not shtim with this Makshin. Fine, but we have to know this. Now, Tosfos progresses with us here. Fine. So, we have Akash and the Tarzan. We see from Ravina, if Ravina had to say that Rabbi Yossi is only speaking about Bukhair B'chutz Loretz, so we see that Matnas Kohuna, that's Oymed Lakrove, is not Momen Koyin. Umishani, we don't have this Gilsa, but this is Taisvis Gilsa. Erlo Matnes Kohune Shani, Vahochi Goris Rabbeinu Chananel, Varashi Legoris Kain. According to Taisvis, that is the end of the Sugya. The end of the Sugya is that this Tarzan that wanted to say a shtik teure according to Rabbi Yose Glili by Matnas Kohune, there's a chilek b'mechayim lach hashchite, it is not true. Matnes Kohune is never Momen Bailim if it is Oymed Lahakrove, only Bismanezer or Bochel Bochutz Loretz. It's Momen Bailim. Vahashte. So now, after the dust settles, and now we're at the end of the sugya, and we schlugged up the previous thousand, and now we are educated now. Now we know that Rabbi Yosef Glili, who said it's Mom and Bailam, is only speaking about the chelik of the Yisrael, which is never Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu. But the chelik HaKoyhanim, or Matnes Kohune by Pchor, which is always Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, is only Mom and Bailam, when it's not Oymed Lakrove, so then there'll never be a Shulchan Gavoya. If it's not Oymed Lakrove, Bisman Azeh, Bechutzlot, it's not Oymed Lakrove, then there's no Shulchan Gavoya, then it could be Momen Bailim. That's the Maskonus HaGemara, afilo according to Rabbi Yosef. Bahashte milse de Rab Nachman loy metuk me elek Rabbi Yosef Aglili. According to the Maskone, we are saying Pungfakel. The whole Rabbi Yosi Aglili brought a posik Amola Mal Bashem to tell me that Kochim Bailim is Momin Kochim Kalim is Momin Bailim, and we're saying this posik is telling us only Bechay Bechutz Loretz. So we see you have to be a Rabbi Yosi Aglili to hold a Bechay Bechutz Loretz is Momin Bailim. But if I'm Chaylik a Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Safila Bechay Bechutz Loretz is not Momin Bailim. That's the Maskonus HaGemara. So therefore, this Gemara that Tosfos had a problem before was only according to the Makshin. Because the Makshin held that, if you tell me that you hold that according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, Afilu Matnes Kohune is Momen Bailim, so then you have to say Rab Nachman is speaking according to the Chachamim. And then I'm saying, according to Chama V'tarei Milakov, it's also Momen Bailim. But according to the Maskone, that only according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Matnes Kohune, She'ein Om Oimdim Lakov is Momen Bailim. So Memele, so the Gemara further, Pluktet, Abaye, Verove, Lekamon, Kirabonam. So that's going according to the Rabbonim. Rabbonim hold that Matnes Kohune, the Kochim Kalim is not Momen Bailim. And who had the Nefil, it's not Oymed Lakrov, it's also not Momen Bailim. Period. So now, according to the Maskon of our Gemara, V'hochi Garsinen, that Gemara is very good. V'nire. So now, Taisvis is going to say, logically, according to the Chachomim, that Chachamim hold that a Bechir Bismanazeh, a Bechir Bechutz Loretz, Bechir Bismanazeh, that's the Gemara over there, Bechir Bismanazeh is not Momen Bailim, and therefore it's not called Reyei, Venire. So Taisi says, the Davke Mechayim Abel Rabbonon Momen Gavoya. Me a Bechir Bismanazeh, Mechayim Abel Rabbonon Momen Gavoya, Afilu Balmum, the also begize va'avoide. Afilu abalmum also is kodesh. It's not oimed lahakrove, but it's also begize va'avoide. So therefore, it's not called, so this bailus of gavoya makes it ois momen bailum. Avol, la'ache shchite. But if you shechted a bechir balmum, lomi yichoshiv momen gavoya, afilu bezman shebeis amigdash kayim, afilu legoyim shori lahachil, kedesan yipay kol suli amigdoshim, de ishkish letzvi vayol. But Taisus says, but afilu according to the Chachomim, afilu according to the Chachomim, if a bechir, Bizman Azev, Afilu Bizman Abayis, if it became a Balmum, and you shechted it, after Shechita, you'll have to invite a goy to eat from it. So memele, so it's zicha moment bailam. That place is saying, that's a dover poshet. Mechayim, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi Gilui and the Chachamim, if it's moment bailam. But la'acha shchite, it's zicha moment bailam by a balmu. That is the, more or less the end of this sugya. Now let us go further. Gufet, we're going to explain now the Baraisa, which we had built on before, that's Rabbi Yosef Lili's Baraisa. Gufet, Umo'alo Mal Ba'ashem, four lines from the top, and Afid Gimel Medalot, Lerabois Kochim Kalim Shehein Mamoinoi, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Aglili. That's Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds. Kochim Kalim. Now, Rabbi Yosef Aglili was very vague. He did not specify which kabbonis he's speaking about. He said, Kochim Kalim is mom and bailam. Ben Azei Oimer, now we can have a machloikis Ben Azei and Rabbi Yosef ben the story to understand Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Ben Azei Oimer l'rabois es hashlomim. That's Rabbi Yosef Aglili is coming to tell us that shlomim is mom and bailam. Avo Yosef ben the story Oimer Loyoma ben Azai Elo bepcher bilvad. Ben Azai only said by pcher. So this is very unclear. What we have here, see, we have a machlekes what Ben Azai said. We have one loshen in Ben Azai. Then we have Abba Yosef ben Dostoy's version in Ben Azai. So now we're going to explain this. Omar ben Azai bevad. Omar, now we go back. Ben Azai Oimer, L'Rabbi says Hashlomim L'Mutei Ma'ai. Now what does he mean that Rabbi Yosef Aglili said Kochim Kalim Momim Bailim? He said, you know, we're Mar V'Shlomim L'Mutei Ma'ai. What are we Mamayit? It seems you're Mar V'Shlomim and you're Mamayit other Kochim Kalim. Ileim L'Mutei B'Chor. If you hold Lemute Bechor, Hashte, Umash Lomim, Shetunim, Smiche, Unisochim, Utnufes Chazei Veshoik, there are a multitude of halachis by Shlomim, which are needed by a Shlomim, and which are not needed by a Bechor. And if Rab Yosi Aglili holds, that Ashlomim is Momin Bailim. The Ashlomim is Momin Bailim. Is Becher Miboy? Savad Gibis Abcher is Ichem Momin Bailim. Becher does not need all these Inyonim. So Becher should Zichem be Momin Bailim. Elo Omar Rabbi Yochanan Lemutei Maisa. Ben Azai is coming to tell us that Maisa Behema is not Momen Bailam. Kidesanya, Bebucher Nema Loisifta. A Bucher, it says, you can't be Poyde a Bucher Tam. A Bucher Behema, it's not like a Bucher Odom, there's a dim pigeon. Abacher Behema Loisifte. You can't be paided. The Kedusha remains on the Behema. But Abacher Venimkar, you can sell Abacher. Tam Chai Ubalmum Chai Veshocht. B'Maiser Nema Loyigoyl. By Maiser it says Loyigoyl. V'Eine Nimkar Loy Chai V'loi shochut, loi tam, v'loi balmu. So we see Maisa Beheime is not Nimka. So that is Pshat in Ben Azai. Ben Azai is saying, Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds even Shlomim, which have these multitude of halachos after Hakrovim, after Shchita, you have all these halachas. It's also Momen Bail. L'Rabbi Sasher Shlomim. Kol Shkem Becher. Becher, which does not have these halachas, it's Zichem Momen Bailim, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But, maisa behema is not mamim bailim. Because there it says, lo yigoyel veine nimka, lo chai, v'lo yishochot, lo tam, v'lo balmu. Now, Dachsumel, that I saw in Beis Lechem Yehuda, he brings down a chakire from the stipler, what is pshat in this halacha by maisa behema, it's not mamim bailim. Because it says, lo yigoyel, that's eine nimka. So you can learn, eine nimkar is a sibbe, or eine nimkar is a simen. That means we could learn, if the pasuk says, you can't sell maisa behemet, so why can't you sell it? It's a rai, it's not mamim bailim. If it would be mine, I could sell it. So eine nimkar is a rai, is a simen, that it's not mamim bailim. Or you could learn it's a sibbe. Since the Torah took away from the Baal HaMaisa Behemah the Efsharis to sell it, that makes it, it's not Mamim Bailim, since you do not have the Koyach to sell it. But Al Koponim, that is what the Ben Azai is saying. Ben Azai is saying that Maisa Behemah is not Mamim Bailim. Shlomim is Mamim Bailim. Pchir Avadi Gibis is Mamim Bailim. But Maisa Behema is not Mamim Bailim. Now, if we will learn according to Ben Azai, so let's go back to the Baraisa. So let's go, the Baraisa says as follows. Ben Azai Yoyma, Larabi says Hashlomim. Even Hashlomim is Mamim Bailim. But Maisa Behema is not Mamim Bailim. Ave Yoisi Ben Destoy Yoyma, Loyoma Ben Azai, Ella Bebchel Bevat. Ave Yoisi Ben Destoy said, no, Shlomim is also not Mamim Bailim. Only Becher is Mamim Bailim. So we have here a machloik is what Rabbi Yose Glili holds. Does Rabbi Yose, according to Ben Azai, Rabbi Yose Glili holds, Bein Shlomim, Bein Becher is Mamim Bailim, but only Maisa Beim is not Mamim Bailim. And Rabbi Yose Ben Destoy holds that Shlomim is also not Mamim Bailim, only Becher. This is one Losh. Now let's go, this is a second Losh. Ravine masne lo aseife. Ravine said this memre on Abayeisi ben Destoy Eimer. Loi oma ben Azai elo bebchoir bilvad. Ben Azai is only by bechoir. Lemute mai. What does ben Azai mean? Only bechoir and not what? Ilaim lemute shlomim, sedig moses afakeltes for it. Hash to ma bucher shekodish merechem omoinehu, shlomim mi boy. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, lemute maisa, kidesanye be bucher nema, loisivte, benimka tam chai, ubalmum chai beshochot, baisnemo leigol, veninimka lechai, vloishochot, leitam, vloi balmum. So before we go further, let us just understand, according to the second Loshen, so we're saying as follows. Rabbi Yosi ben Destoy said, Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, by Bechoir, even though it's Kodesh Mirechem, and Avad Givish Shlomim, which is not Kodesh Mirechem. The Tanakam is saying, Leibo, Le Rabbis es Hashlomim, only Shlomim is Mamim Bailim, because it's not Kodesh Mirechem. Bechoir is not Mamim Bailim. So it comes out, V'nahapachu, Abba Yosi ben Destoy is the Mekel, according to the second Loshen, and the Tanakam is Machmel. That according to the Kama, only Shlomim is Mamim Bailim, will come out, Abba Yosi ben Destoy, Bechoir and Shlomim are Mamim Bailim. Frank the Gemara on the second Loshen, but let's look at the Loshen of Abba Yosi ben Destoy, ho be b'chir bilvat koma. Abba Yosi ben Destoy said, but only b'chir is Mamim Bailim. Kashe. So this is a kashe on the second pshat. Would seem very much like the first Mahalach, Shlomim is more chomor than b'chir. The Tanakh, Ben Azai holds Shlomim and Becher are Mamim Bailim, and Abba Yosi ben Destoy holds only Becher is Mamim Bailim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Shlomim shetounim smiche unesochim. Minchas nesochim shloishe esroinim lapo, shne esroinim la'ail, bison la'keves, mfosh b'menoches, perik, kol, menoches, arul b'choel loy. B'choel does not need all of these inyonim. B'choel me boy. So he says, if Shlomim is called Momim Bailim, B'chor mi boy, Rashi says, B'chor b'chutz loretz koma. We're speaking about, that is the sugya from before. Before we're speaking about this Baraisa, that the Baraisa says, according to Rabbi Yosef Glulu, B'chor is Momim Bailim, but we're saying this Baraisa is speaking about B'chor chutz loretz koma. The kivin, the lav lakrove koi, since it's not oimed lakrove, loizochi lai mishulchan gavoy, because it's not oimed lishulchan gavoy, the loichazi li gavoy, it's not oimed li gavoy, because it's been by bechev chutzlov. So we're mar be shlomim, koshkem bechev, and lemute maise behemet, sh'af al pi shu korev shlomim, kidemrini peik basra de bechevres, Velochi loyhavi Michayim Momen Bailem Kishlomim. Michayim, it's not Momen Bailem Kishlomim because we have a posik of Loyigoil. Bepcher Nema Ap Bechir Shay Sifte. You can't be Paida Bechir. Pidyinu the last light, the life at Mikdush's prayer. There's no din pidyin. Limocher beitlis velishkal belitro. That means like this. When there is pidyin, so then it is sold publicly in order that more money could be made. If it's sold publicly, so that it is sold tak in the marketplace in order that more money could be made. Avo. But that's dafke, because there's no din pidyon. I feel by a balmum. Avonim kohu chai, it's old chai, for like keich yechlanu bitushos like sheyumo, aim abayis kaim yakrivenu. Abcher is not sold. Abcher is not sold after it's geschachten, because it's, you can eat it, you don't, there's not opinion. B'maiser nema lo yigoyl, v'gamrinu b'bcheres per kramishi, ay lo yigoyl d'charomim, t'chsibem lo yimoch v'lo yigoyl, ma lo holon mechire imoy, afkan mechire imoy. That what lo yigoyl v'lo yimoch ilkach, ein einimkar, a maise behime is not sold, lechai v'lei shochut, alme lav momen bailemu. Now, let us just see the next shtikul gemore. Rove Oma. Now, Rove is going back on what we had said on daf yud beis amid beis. The Mishnah said, nechosim she'ein behem mila. You're chayiv if you're mazik nechosim she'ein behem mila. So the Gemara made a diuk. Me'ila hu de lespohu, or migdish kochi. So the Mishnah, through this diuk haloshin, is coming to tell us that you're chayiv if you were mazik kochim kalim. And the raya that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rava Oma, Rava says this whole diuk is not oiskalten. The Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. My nechosim she'ein behem mile, nechosim she'ein behem din mile. It means that nechosim, that there's no sibe for mile. Not that it is koidish and there's a miyut, you're not moyel in them. Pekert, our Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, the Kochim Kalim, Islamim, and Bailim. That what it says, Nechosim Shein Ben Mila, means to say, Nechosim, that were never Hugdish. that they don't have a din mila, nechosim she'ein ba mila, nechosim she'ein ba din mila. Meininu de hedyet. So the Mishnah means that you're chayiv only on nichsei hedyet, not on nichsei hegdish. Frag the Gemara, v'lisni de hedyet. So why did the Mishnah speak in riddles? Nechosim she'ein ba mila, say nechosim shel hedyet. Kashe. So the Gemara says, yeah, yeah, it's a kashe. Zot Rashi, Rava Oma, Mi'ile de Masnisen, Loitedik Minei Homigdish Kotshi, don't be Medayik, don't make this Diyik, that is no Mile, but it is Kodesh, Elohochi Kama. She'ein Behem Din Mile, there's no Sibbe of Mile. She'ein Behem Shum Kedusha Le Shamayim, there's no Kedusha, there's no Sibbe that could cause mila. The bekedusha shamayim shaychad in mila. Kegoin kotche kotche. Umay ninu. And what are we speaking about? Kegoin nechosim de hedyet. We're speaking about nechosim of hedyet.